What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
A lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about one of the narcissist's most sinister tactics, y'all. And what we're talking about is sleep deprivation. Yes, yep. Keeping you up at night to fuss, fight, and argue and whatnot. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, you know I got to shout out the self-love journal that's on Amazon. Check it out. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal on Amazon and whatnot. To check it out, like I said, to help you rebuild their self-love and their self-identity and whatnot, and be prepared for the self-love course that's coming out here pretty soon based on the book, based on the journal. So, one of a narcissist's biggest tactics, y'all, sleep deprivation. And if you know, like I said, I've done a few other videos on sleep deprivation before, but this is going to be more in the detail, more into depth and whatnot, y'all, because narcissists want to win. It's all about, y'all, it's all about control. It's all about winning. Narcissistic people want to win, want to feel like there is a victory in some way, shape, or form for whatever they have done. They want to feel like they've been appreciated. They want to feel like they want to avoid accountability. They want to just have control and strength and power in this relationship dynamic, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, spouse, partner, whoever, intimate relationship partner. It could be your parent. It could be your best friend that keeps you up at night to argue and fuss and fight. It could be your sibling that keeps you up at night. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be an intimate relationship. It can go deeper into it to keep you up, to keep you up at night, just to feel like they're getting their point across and whatnot. And it happens all the time. It just does. It's one of those things that is going to continue, and it's going to continuously happen as well, because narcissistic people want you to feel, like I said, they want to feel like they're in control. So yeah, they will keep you up at night. Especially, y'all, if you have something going on the next day, if you have to parent the next day, if you have school the next day, if you have work the next day, if you have something big coming up the next day, that the bigger the event that's coming up the next day, the more important the event, the more important the dynamic of what you need sleep for. You know, if you got a big test coming up tomorrow, the more likely they will try to keep you up at night. They'll try to make it about them, you know, and sleep deprivation is used to avoid accountability or get you to damn give in to their demands. It's literally torture. Some people call it sleep torture, because governments and, you know, clandestine agencies use sleep deprivation to torture enemy combatants. They keep them up late as hell at night. You want to go to sleep? Tell me the truth. You want to go to sleep? Tell me where the weapons are. You want to go to sleep? Tell me where the bomb is. You know, tell me where it is. You can go to sleep. They blast music and stuff like that because they know your body needs sleep or you'll pass away. Yo, your body has to rest or you'll pass away. So they keep you up at night. And there's no different than dealing with a toxic ass person, y'all. They'll keep you up as late as possible to get you to forgive them, to get you to avoid, to get you to forgive them, to get you to forget what's going on, to avoid accountability at all costs. Or because they're angry at you. They want to keep you up late at night just to damn argue. Yeah, this happens too. They want to keep you up late. They want to keep you up as late as possible just to argue, fuss, and fight to get that. Because the more tired you are, y'all, the more, because being tired is a state of vulnerability. Y'all do understand that, correct? The more tired you are, the more vulnerable you appear to be, the more likely they are to attack you. You see what I'm saying? You're vulnerable. You're tired. You're sleepy. You want to go to sleep. Like, oh, let's talk about this tomorrow. I want to talk about this right now. I want to talk about this right now. We're going to talk about this. We're not going to sleep. Nobody's going to sleep. And they'll do it, y'all. And not only will they sleep deprive you, like I said in the beginning, they'll sleep deprive the kids as well. This could be your parent. You know, sleep deprivation doesn't just stop with you. If y'all have kids in the house and your partner's up yelling and screaming, do you think your kids will be able to go to sleep? Or do you think their kids are going to have the memory of mommy and daddy or their parents in there arguing and fussing and fighting all night? You see what I'm saying? The kids are going to stay up all. The kids are going to wake up the next day tired and slumping up and lazy and what? Not lazy, but like just tired and exhausted because they too were up all night because y'all were fussing and fighting and arguing. You see, it's not. It just doesn't stop. The buck doesn't just stop with you. It doesn't. It doesn't just stop with you, y'all. It stops. It keeps going and going and going because that narcissistic person, that toxic person, whatever, it's going to keep doing it. Why would? Again, I'm not trying to be. I'm not. This is not. Y'all know I'm not trying to be mean, but like, why would they? If it works, why would they stop it? You know, if it works, why would they stop it? If they can get you to admit fault, even if they've done something wrong, y'all, even if they have done something wrong, even if they have cheated on you, even if they have lied to you, even if they put their hands on you or whatever, and they're begging you to not call the police. You got to promise to go to sleep and not call the police tomorrow before you can actually take a nap, before you can actually close your eyes and get some rest. And then the crazy thing about it is they expect you to wake up the next day full of energy and ready to attack the day, ready to seize the day with them. You see what I'm saying? They expect you to be able to seize the next day with them or handle all your responsibilities in a timely manner, even though they kept you up all night, even though you might be going on 30 minutes of sleep, which is not sleep at all. That's a damn nap. 30 minutes qualifies as a nap. You know, 30 minutes of sleep qualifies as a quick nap, a power nap. You took a power nap to live your whole entire next day on. And, you know, the older you get, the worse that is, you know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You used to do 30 minutes of sleep and get up and go to work the next day. You can't do that no more. We in our 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. We getting older. You know what I mean? We getting older. So you can't do that no more. You can't stay up all night and expect to be full of energy the next day. But that narcissistic person, being in a toxic relationship, they don't care that you were up all night. They absolutely do not care at all that you were up all night because it's your fault. They'll blame you for being up all night. Like, we could have went to sleep. We could have went to sleep if you would have just gave in. We could have went to sleep if you'd have just listened to me. We could have went to sleep if you'd have just forgiven me. We could have went to sleep if you wouldn't have just invaded my privacy. It's always going to be your fault, y'all. It's not their fault that they kept you up late at night. It's your fault because you didn't give in to what they asked you to do. You see what I'm saying? It's always going to be your fault in some way, shape, or form. And I feel like you as a person would need to understand that when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, that's how it's going to be, y'all. That's how it's going to be. This is not me trying to be mean or anything like that, but like, the longer you stay with them and the more this tactic works on you, the more likely they are to use it on you. Why wouldn't they go to what works? If it worked before, they'll assume it's going to work again. They just will. I know people are going to say, well, Lee, how do we handle this? How do we get rid of it? Like, how do we deal with sleep deprivation? Yo, if the ability is there for you to leave, you might need to leave the house. You see what I'm saying? If you have the ability to leave the house, you might need to leave the house. You know, you don't have to stay there and deal with it. You know, you might, if there's another room that you can go sleep in outside the bedroom, do that as well. But be safe, y'all, because some y'all understand this. Sometimes they will track you down to the other room. Sometimes they will prevent you from leaving. Sometimes your attempt to avoid accountability in the situation will lead to them getting angrier, will lead to them trying to hold you more accountable, will lead to them doing more abusive behaviors towards you. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be prepared for this. And this, again, y'all, this is not me trying to be mean. This is me just being realistic towards you, because that's how narcissistic people think. They think that because this is going on and because you're with them, you need to stay and deal with this situation. You need to stay and fuss and fight with them. You need to stay up and stay woke the entire time, the entirety of the time. You know what I mean? You need to stay up the entirety of the time and whatnot. Because if you go to sleep, you're giving up. If you go to sleep, you're giving up. You know what I mean? If you go to sleep, you don't care about me. You don't want to seem like you don't care about them, right? They'll guilt trip you into staying up. It's not always screaming, yelling, fussing, and fighting. Sometimes it's just them using guilt to manipulate you so you stay up, you know? And the opposite, it'd be hard for you to sleep deprived a narcissist, y'all, because some narcissists can't absolutely fall asleep on you mid-argument. they'll sleep peacefully. When you're in a heightened state of emotions, like when you're yelling and screaming and crying, maybe, or you're begging them for attention, or you're begging them to love you, or begging them to forgive you, or begging them to listen to you, or begging them to talk to you, they will go right to sleep. Sleep peacefully. It's like your voice, your tears, your emotional reaction become like white noise to them. It's like sleep noise, like a little white noise machine. They can go to sleep on it. They're over there snoring. While you're over there crying, they're over there snoring. You see what I'm saying? They're over there snoring and living life the way they want to live it. You know? But that's the dynamic that a lot of people, that's the way it goes a lot of times in these toxic relationship spaces, y'all. It's just the way it goes. You know? You might have to leave the room. Like, I'm not telling you, like I said, well, Lee, what if we just agree to whatever they're asking us to agree to just so we can go to sleep? Y'all, there are ramifications to just blind agreeing. You know, if you blindly agree to accept whatever accountability that they're laying at your feet, or blindly agree to forgive them, they're going to hold you to that. You know what I mean? They're absolutely 100% going to hold you to whatever you agree to. And they don't care if you're tired. I just said that because I was going to sleep. No, so you said it though. Did you not say it? Did you not say it? You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I did say it, but like I was just saying it so I can go to sleep. You know, so now you're a liar. You see how they just flipped it on you? So now you're a liar. So now you didn't mean it. So now you're gonna be kept up the next night. You see what I'm saying? It's very hard to deal with this situation, y'all. The only way you have to be able to communicate better with them. I know people go like, well, how the hell we communicate with a narcissist that doesn't listen to us? Sometimes you can't. So many people ask me how to communicate with them. Sometimes you can't, y'all. I think that's a realization that a lot of people need to come to right there. A conclusion that a lot more people need to come to is that sometimes you cannot communicate with a person like this. It's impossible. And I know people, it's going to hurt some people's feelings to hear that, because you don't want to hear me say that and give up on your relationship. But this is not me trying to get you to give up. This is me just trying to get you to wake up that sometimes you can't communicate with this person. Sometimes the best thing for you to do is gray rock them, not give them the emotional reaction that they need. Sometimes blind agreements can't help you. If you're making a plan to leave and you need to sleep, sometimes agreeing to whatever they say, like not something contractually that can be held against you, not signing your name on a dotted line or something like that, they can be held against you. You know what I mean? Not something that can be used against you in court, like a recording, you on camera saying this. I'm not saying you to blindly agree to something like that. I'm just saying if you're gray rocking them and you don't care you don't care how they feel, and you're on your way out anyway, you know, it might not hurt you to just say, okay, whatever you say, honey. Yeah, you're right, honey. You're right. Whatever you say. Sooner or later you're gonna say it anyway, and they're gonna take it as that anyway. So get your rest and find your peace, y'all. Again, it's not me telling you to blindly agree, but sometimes it can help you. Don't blindly agree, but listen to what they're saying and then take it from there, y'all. Everybody's situation is gonna be different. But anyways, y'all, need to hop off here. This already kind of ran over the time limit I like to put on these videos. Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Check it out. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Of course, like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Doo-doo-doo.